Having a horse leaping out from underneath you with a serious spook is just about the worst thing that can happen to us on horseback, hey? Oh, I think it's the unpredictability of it that makes it worse than any other way of hitting the ground. It makes me shiver with a even thinking about it. The ground seems to get harder every year that I get older, and long ago I set my intention of never hitting the ground like that again. This blog is prompted by a recent email from someone who was badly injured in a fall from her horse when he spooked and spun around and took off. She is just devastated at her inability to trust her horse again so far. But she can relax, because we have a plan in place for this lady to bring her and her horse to a place where they can look after each other and find that deep sense of trust with each other again, or maybe for the first time. But talking to her about her old accident had me remembering what it was like to ride a horse in that spooky frame of mind and prompted me to give thanks that I don't have to do that anymore. So for this blog today, I thought I would focus on why a horse spooks and what we can do about that. Well, the what we can do about that is coming in the next two episodes. But today I'm giving you something to think about with a brief list. Then we're going to expand on that in parts 2 and 3 over the next 2 days. Too much grain, too much rich food. One of the prime causes of spooky horses. Not enough exercise is another prime cause for spooky horses. Remember, we're going to expand on all these tomorrow and the next day. A deficiency or imbalance of minerals is another major cause of spookiness. That's a very interesting way of having a spooky horse. A vitamin deficiency can cause your horse to be spooky. A badly fitting saddle that pinches under certain circumstances, or teeth problems, both of these things can cause sudden pain, and that can make it seem like your horse is spooky. Major hormone problems or even a brain tumor can be the cause of spookiness. And we talk about some possible solutions in parts 2 and 3. Here's a major cause of spookiness in horses. An old fright imprint or an old trauma that is intensifying your horse's smaller fears now and making the smaller fears appear huge enough to spook at. We have a solution for this one. Believe it or not, we actually have a solution for this one too. Being in the not too sure zone for too long causes a horse to flip out into the oh shit I'm dead zone really easily, and no thinking takes place in the oh shit I'm dead zone. Living in the not too sure zone is even worse for spooky horses. That means the smallest thing can kick them out into the oh shit I'm dead zone. And you can have a combination of any or all of the above causes of spookiness in horses. And if this article is your first exposure to my work and you don't understand some of the terminology that I'm using, then grab the 6 keys to happiness with your horse in that big yellow box on the right-hand side top of every page of my website. I'm going to explain these causes of spooking in detail in parts 2 and 3 over the following couple of days.